My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, check it out. Brandon Ayuk, okay? This meant something to me. If it doesn't mean anything to you, fine. But I've expressed over the last 2 weeks a very healthy share of frustration with Brandon Ayuk. Certainly the situation, and it's not all on Brandon at all. The 49ers have had many, whatever, questionable approaches this summer. But when you get to August, whether it was 10th or 12th or whatever, and that deal is all the way up in the $30 million range, and then you still skip camp, and you make everybody so frustrated. Like, there are questions to answer, and I loved the way Brandon answered it. Okay? Take a listen to this.
I'm not going to lie. I made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to at the end. it was like that for me. I'm not going to say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, I think we were pretty good.
Okay. So there's two things, and the audio is not perfect, so let me let you know what he said. First of all, he openly says, in the end, I made it more difficult than it needed to be. And then also added, for the last month or so, we've been good. In other words, I ain't trying to get to the Steelers. Really, for the whole month of August, which again, we can question all kinds of things in terms of, then dude, why didn't you just sign?
Yeah. And that just real quick, Mark, makes me think about the fact that the team said that the offer that was on the table August 12th is the same offer that he signed some weeks later. So he's almost corroborating that insofar as, you know, since August, for the last month, I've been chilling knowing that this was on the table. And so he wasn't playing because he didn't want to go to camp.
Yeah. Or he thought something was going to happen that never happened. But my point is, because today, I really do feel like today is about acceptance, forgiveness, whatever. It's not like anybody did anything to us personally. I don't need to forgive anybody. But I accept the Niners offseason. I accept Brandon and his agent. I accept Trent Williams. Everything with the 49ers today is about, okay, wipe it clean. Maybe you were mad. Maybe you don't love this contract, that contract, whatever. Wipe it clean. You got a game in 6 days. They are full strength, and a very exciting season is on tap. It's all about that. But I will also add, for me, this helped. That's a big person to stand in front of a microphone after you got $30 million, did a video where you walked in rubbing your hands together with a fountain pen to sign your $30 million a year. For you to come in the next day and the questions are there and you say, my bad. That means something.
That was kind of a my bad.
I made it more difficult than I needed to. That's a my bad.
And the crowd laughed. So
of course.
I guess it was a my bad, and he doesn't need to apologize to anybody. That was just him basically saying probably that things were a little bit more vocal and loud and dramatic than he probably thought that they were going to be, but he was completely in control of the process. If for the past month he's been, quote, chilling, then it's pretty clear that he just didn't want to go and practice during camp.
I don't know what the motivation was.
I don't know other motivation would be out there.
Yeah, and I will forever be like, dude, that was a mistake. But if you then step to a microphone and go, I made a mistake, I'm going to accept that almost every time. I love that in people.
Oh, sure.
Just be accountable. Sure. There's so much forgiveness. And I don't even just mean sports, but especially if you're a sports celebrity, people want to love you. They want to love you. If you just get real and say things like that, it goes a long way. So I'm not saying it just now suddenly erases everything that's ever happened in this whole summer of frustration, but that's appreciated, don't you think?
It is.
That's appreciated.
That's appreciated. I don't know if I would go so far as to, you know, call that an apology. That was just an admission
accountability.
Fine. And he made things more difficult than they needed to be. Ha ha ha, everybody gets to laugh, let's go play football. And I get it. It's, you know, he made it as difficult as they felt like they needed to make it. And if they could have gotten this money back on August 12th, when the offer was reportedly made, and the offer, according to sources, didn't change from then to now, that would be my real curiosity, is why did you wait until now? And if it's as simple as, well, I didn't want to go to camp, ha 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 ha, we all laugh again. And I just wonder internally if there is any. No, but I mean, that would be hilarious if he did.
It would be funny. Because
that's the real answer. Maybe, I can't imagine any other reason. He was physically in the building.
Yeah. Maybe he thought he was going to get more.
Holding in?
Maybe he thought he was going to. Maybe he wanted to wait for CD.
Okay.
Maybe he wanted to wait for CD. And
he's allowed to do it.
Yeah, and he thought the number would go up. I think it's crazy to think, after all we talked about, I think it's crazy to think that you're going to get an offer of 30 and it's going to go up from there.
Especially when it already went up from 26 reportedly.
Like that's largely what you asked for. And the only reason I feel like we know that is because his personal coach told us, give him the Amon-Ra deal and he's here.
Yeah.
And then they gave him the Amon-Ra deal and he wasn't there. And so that to me was the mistake. And if he wants to own up to that, then we're good.
Well, we're good.
Like you know
dot,
what I mean?
Dot, dot, dot. And we're good as long as you go out there and you hold up your end of the contract.
Play,
and that's where I don't know about the calculation of holding in, if he really thought about the fan part of it and what the ramifications will be among fans if he goes out and has a slow start, if he goes out and goes soft tissue, if he goes out and drops a couple of big passes in a game that you ultimately lose. Fans are still ragging on Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Our very morning show is calling out Nick Bosa as, you know, you better have a better year this year. And, you know, your feet to the fire and all the rest of it because of what happened last offseason.
Do you think the players really, like, I get that their public perception and persona and branding and everything, it matters to them. But it's also funny sometimes. We do this in the media. Boy, we think highly of ourselves. Oh, we're going to hold their feet to the fire.
No, I just think it matters to fans,
Mark.
You
think they feel that?
No.
And I always look at it this way. Dude, you want to pay me $30 million to the year? You can hold my feet in the fire. Like good Lord.
But the fans don't want to be booed, and fans don't want to be jeered, and fans don't want to be crushed on social media.
Nobody wants that.
Live on social media.
Yeah, but that's what you're getting paid for.
Exactly.
You're getting paid largely not just because you have an unbelievable, rare skill set, but you're now being paid to be a centerpiece and a celebrity, and the eyeballs are on you, and that's going to mean there's no doubt that...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good. and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Brandon's going to get criticized. He's not going to play great.
But he's going to get criticized more than he would have if he signed in March.
Sure, but 17, even if he signed right away in March, you're going to have 17 games and they're going to look to you like, now you got it. You think you're an elite receiver? Show us.
Yeah, I do think that he gets less of a benefit of the doubt because of the journey that all fans and media were on in trying to, will he or won't he? Is he getting traded? Is he not? I'm out here. I'm holding in. They say they don't want me. Poop emojis and all the rest of it. Because you put yourself out there like that and you stretch this thing all the way to the deadline.
You know I'm with you.
Fans are going to be looking at him now in a different sort of way when it comes to scrutiny.
No doubt. That's all. But I do appreciate him at least saying, I made it
that
a little
was
bit
cool.
more, I made it more difficult than I needed to.
Yeah.
Now, we want you to hear this too. And I think I've made it very clear, at least from my standpoint, I will forever be confused at why Kyle Shanahan is so polarizing. I don't get it. Like, did you hear Mark Schlereth come on our show? Now, granted, he played for Mike Shanahan. He has got a lot of reverence there. But that's yet another person who's put on a uniform and played for Mike Shanahan and knows Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle was an assistant on his team and all this thing. And all he can say is, my God, they're great coaches. Great, like legitimately great coaches. Yet there is still that brigade of 49er fans want to talk about holding feet to the fire. Oh, that choke artist, that can't win the big one, that snooty, arrogant,
there it is.
White suit with Rick Ross, are you kidding me? Snot-nosed Kyle Shanahan. Okay. All right, I don't get it, but if that's you, great, that's you. And then there's this. Peter Schrager, pretty big voice on NFL Network, Good Morning Football, was asked about the pressure cooker and NFL coaches, and he rips this one off.
I look at this past weekend, and Kyle Shanahan, they had a little party with Brandon Ayuk, with Debo Samuel, with Rick Ross, the boss, and this is what Kyle wore to the party.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Now, I have been texting with sources. It was actually a great Gatsby theme.
Is your source wearing number 17 in that picture?
It might have been Rick Ross, the boss. It was a great Gatsby theme.
That's Scott Fitzgerald.
And I think, you know, a guy who's got so much riding on this season as the head coach of the 49ers with contracts, everyone wants to, Purdy's got to get paid at some point. We've got to pay, you know, Talanoa Hufanga has to get paid. All you got, Kyle's coming in there, and he's grown the hair out. Mm-hmm. He bookended his summer with the McCaffrey wedding, where he was wilding out, and this amazing great Gatsby. This is me saying, hey, I've got the swag. My team's got the swag. You guys could poke holes in us all summer long. We good. Mm. In fact, we Gucci.
Hey, Gucci.
I think Kyle Shanahan's got the most riding on this season. I also feel like he has no doubts that his team is ready to go. I'm going to say the head coach of the defending NFC champions, Kyle Shanahan's got the most on his shoulders, and he's got some hair rocking on it, too. He's growing out that hair, and I respect it, and he was rocking it like Gatsby on Friday night.
Sometimes I have a hard time with when we just see someone in a picture and we've decided that this means this about what they're thinking and who they are as a person and all that. Dude went to a party. Chill.
His party. He throws a party every year for their 53-man roster announcement. Yeah. So you announce the 53, and you have a party. A team party. You've been to team parties.
I've been to team parties.
And this is basically a preseason team party. Let's get together. I used to coach volleyball in high school. Let's all get together at somebody's house, have pizza, and just talk about the year a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Lay out some goals and, you know, get some, we'll vote on our captains.
Like,
it'll be fun.
Peter's right. I've never worn a white suit to a team party. I have never had Rick Ross show up. However, this is the damn San Francisco 49ers. And I don't think if Kyle's hair is a little bit longer, it means that he now got two'd. Like, that's not what, it just means his hair's a little bit longer. And if Kyle is a little arrogant or the Niners are confident, hello, they're the 49ers. I certainly hope they're confident.
Exactly.
Very good football team. You're playing at a high level. You're celebrities. Sure. Go ahead and be confident. There is one thing about the way this was worded, and I really wonder what a lot of you think about this now, because the way he worded it was not hot seat. He didn't use the word pressure. He said Kyle Shanahan, of all NFL coaches, has the most riding on this year. It's a little different. Do you buy that?
That Kyle has the most riding on this year?
Of any NFL coach.
No, I think that there's easy three or four coaches that have more riding on it. Like, you know, for example, the guy in Dallas, Mike McCarthy. He's got more riding on it. Nick Sirianni's got more riding on it. I would even say that the opponent in week one, Bobby Sala, Robert Sala's got more riding on it. Because if you have a healthy Aaron and you still don't do great, or if you lose Aaron again and you don't do well, those Jets fans can turn on you. New York City will turn on you.
Can I give you another one?
Yeah.
His name is Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Contract.
No, not his contract. Do you know what people would say about Kyle Shanahan if he did in the NFC Championship game what Dan Campbell did?
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
You're literally calling.
Couple of fourth down conversions. Well, Dan Campbell took this team from an absolute embarrassment on the scrap heap, not single-handedly. Sure. What he has done for that team and that city and that entire organization, he could do the same thing again this year, and he'll be criticized, but I still think that he can survive it fine.
Again, I'm not talking necessarily about hot seats and firings.
I get it. You're talking about a lot on his shoulder.
Right, and you're right. The bar is low in Detroit, but it, oh my God. If anybody really mismanaged a playoff game this year, it was easily Dan Campbell above all other NFL coaches.
But that was the Detroit Lions that had a playoff game.
Absolutely.
I mean, he could have mismanaged that another 14 ways, and they still would throw a parade in his honor.
All right, so 888-957-9570, that's the number. Do you view this as a pressure cooker year for Kyle Shanahan? What is on the line? And how does that compare to other coaches? We can get into that. Is Kyle Shanahan under pressure? How would you answer that? 888-957-9570 is the number. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.